This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through the show. Two of the books, one to go. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate you guys taking us wherever you may be on this fine Friday in the big city. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel in studio, rolling along. Covering a lot of ground today.
We have.
Got one more clip of your girl, Sarah.
Yep.
So if you missed any of Sarah Tolomesh, you can go to ESPN975.com, click on the show tab, and you'll get The Usual Suspects and all the hours of the show. You can catch up on what you've missed so far. But again, the clips, 1:15, 2:15, 3:15. In this case, hour number one was around 1:30. But Barry gave you the backstory there as well. So while you're there, you can also download the app. Therefore, take us anywhere, everywhere, no matter where you may be. And it doesn't matter if you're not in the city, as we have many, numerous listeners listening across the country.
I was looking at this story you posted for about Taco Fall.
Yeah.
The amazing thing is they said he broke all the records in the combine for like height, wingspan, and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. There's a picture. This is a BarstoolSports.com article. There's a picture of Taco in the paint after, I guess, going after a diving for a loose ball, in as much as a 7'7" guy can dive. Mm-hmm. But he's on his knees. And there are players around him that he is taller or as tall as on his knees that are standing straight. Like, he's as tall as a lot of point guards in college on his knees.
Oh, during the tournament, in the NCAA tournament?
It's insane.
They were doing an inbound play. And so they just put him in the middle of the lane and put his hands above his head.
They just throw
the
it up
two
there.
Tallest players on the other team were both laughing their ass off because they're like putting their arms up. They like get to his elbow.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're not going to get there.
I don't know who that is that he's taking a picture with, but it looks fake. You remember when somebody photoshopped Aaron Judge and Jose Altuve next to each other, and then they made them real big, and then they switched and made Altuve real big, and Judge was... There's a picture of him with... I don't know who that is.
I don't either.
But it looks like?
It looks like...
She comes up to his belly button. I'm not even lying. Like, she could... She probably could smell his belly button without moving.
Who's the sideline reporter for CBS?
We should have to stoop down a little bit, but yeah.
She looks like the sideline reporter for CBS.
She wouldn't have to kneel.
I think that might be who it is.
Who?
The sideline reporter for CBS that has the mole.
Lisa, I don't know. I just assume they're all named Lisa. I don't know.
I was with you on that.
Is it Salters? No.
No, but she does basketball and football?
Yeah. She literally comes up to his navel. Eye level with his navel. That's insane. He's got a whole other half of his body to go.
Here are some of his stats when we talk about measurements. He measured without shoes at 7'5 1/4. With shoes, 7'7". I told you when we were talking about Zion at the start of the year, there's no NBA guy that weighs more than Zion or as much as Zion at 280. He's 289. Mm. He has an 8'2 1/4 wingspan. Jeez. 10'2.5 standing reach, and only 6.8% body fat.
Well, yeah, a guy like that's not going to have a lot of body fat. But 10'2 1/2 standing reach, which means his hand extends 2.5 inches above the rim.
Mm-hmm. That's why they said there were times this year where he dunked flat-footed.
Just not even fair.
Crazy. And that's the thing.
And you know what? He's going to be a complete bust in the NBA. Watch.
It's possible, but I told you he'll end up on a roster because here's the thing. Ashim Thabeet was very, very tall with a long wingspan. He was a lottery pick. You know what? We know that there are general managers out there that really believe that the value of a lottery pick that's tall is just huge. He could never put weight on. I always said you could give him a drive-thru to an easy tag to a drive-thru and let him eat four massive, like, shakes and burgers and fries, and he could never put weight on. This guy at least looks like athletic enough that he could put some weight on.
He does. He looks, I mean, at 289, and I realize at 7'7", I wonder what's this BMI?
Tracy. Her name's Tracy.
Tracy. Wolf?
Tracy Wolfson.
Wolfson or
Wolf? Yeah, I think that's the picture. Tracy Wolfson. I'll tweet it out. I'll tweet the article out on Taco Fall, but she's I think that's her in the picture, but yeah, she's short and he's extremely tall. This is like Aaron Judge and Jose Altuve, right?
That's right. His BMI is 24.5.
God.
That's crazy. My BMI is 28.7. I'm almost, Taco is almost as fat as me, and he's 7'7".
Did you see the picture?
That's crazy.
This guy's jumping. This guy's standing, and he's got the ball over his head, and they're not even close. Mm. This is why he's going to end up on a roster, because when we talk about those lineups that are just in for defensive purposes only, you can put this guy in situationally. It's just like Boban's got a job with the Sixers that used to play for the Spurs and the Clippers. You get a guy that big that at least knows what he's doing with the basketball a little bit, he'll find his way to stay on a roster.
Bol Bol, just to give you an idea, I mean Manu Bol, Bol Bol is 7'2".
Bol Bol that's coming out.
Bol Bol is 7'2". But to give you an idea, if everyone remembers Manu Bol, I'm thinking. I mean, you do, right, Nick? That you're not that young.
Yeah, I remember him for sure.
You remember Manu Bol. 7'7". Now, we've established that that Taco and Manute are the same size at 7'7".
Yes.
Manute Bol weighed 201 pounds. Taco Fall weighs 289. That's a big difference. That lets you think, okay, maybe he won't be as big of a... And Manute Bol wasn't a bust. He just wasn't anything other than a shot blocker.
Well, Don Nelson rebounder. Made him a three-point shooter. And it was like it was a fad for a while, but he was knocking down threes. No.
Okay. Now, okay. Don't make me pull up his stats.
Go ahead and check
when you
it.
Say... Define knocking down threes.
Just know that Nelly game planned and put plays in so that he would shoot threes and he could make them.
In Golden State.
No, he was with Philly. He did it. With Golden State with Nelly. Yes. Then he did it in Philly. He did it a couple different places. Barkley and those guys loved him.
He attempted at the peak of his, and we're not going to count with Golden State because he played in five games, but at the peak of his career in Golden State in 88, 89, he played in 80 games and attempted 1.1 three-point shots a game.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's like J.J. Redick.
Made 22% of them.
But you look at
so he made one out of every, like,
Nelly
every
22 wanted him to load
games,
it up,
he
though.
Would make one. Every 22 games. That's not. That is crazy, though, to see him if he was shooting a three.
Oh, my God. And he shot it like this.
Would it go down?
He
would
shot it be... like this. He shot it like the old Jamal Wilkes style.
Yeah.
He shot behind his head and would let it fly. Because he's weak, like you said. I mean, for that size.
If you're that big and you jump, since it's a jump shot, you know. I mean, Gerald Green has no arc in his shot whatsoever. It's it might as well be shot out of a gun. It's just a straight line. Like he's going to dent the rim. I wonder if Manu Bol's was like a downslope. Like it went, it's the highest point of the ball in flight was when it left his hand. And then from there, it just was all straight down to the bucket. That's crazy.
Give me something.
Let
me give you a little taste of this real
quick. Manu Bol's 7'7", 200 pounds. Taco Fall 7'7", 289. Big difference. So when you talk about putting on weight, yeah, well, Joel, this Manu is radio. Bol people once, can't watch
I,
the
no,
video.
I'm showing it to you while I was going to tell you because I was showing awful. You the way he shoots it. He once made 6 threes and a half.
No way.
6 threes and a half against the Phoenix Suns.
No, he didn't make
they
that one. That was an air ball.
Them, but
that
they have him. That's it. Manu Bol's 6 threes and a half.
That's crazy. Well, needless to say, I don't think Taco Fall will be shooting 3-point shots. But it's going to be interesting. Pete Bakary said he's 2 and a half of me.
Yeah. In 1993, he made 6 threes against Charles Barkley and the Suns in a game when he played for the Sixers.
That's funny. From the text line, a couple of people said, when we were talking about tattoos, somebody said, my dumbass ex-wife had my name tattooed on her ring finger, and she got my name tattooed right above her crotch.
Oh, my.
Oh, no. Nope. This is though tattooing significant others' names is a death sentence in relationships. Tattoo artists will advise against it. And then somebody said, Barry's ignorant cynicism blows my mind, LOL. I don't know. What was I ignorant and cynical
don't ask
about?
That.
No, I want to know. What was I ignorant and cynical about?
Manu Bol's 3-point shooting ability.
Was it getting names tattooed on your body or cleaning a baby before you do anything with the baby? What was I ignorant and cynical about, sir and or ma'am?
Hmm. Can't wait to see the responses on that.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll find out.
I guess so. As we continue to roll through the show, we still have our final clip from our Comedian of the Week, Sarah Tolomesh. That's coming up in the next couple of minutes, so stay tuned for that. And plenty of more things to get to as we roll on. It's a Friday, which means it's an F Yeah Friday, right here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
It's great, though. We did have to get rid of stuff. We live in a studio apartment. It's just kind of like the size of a bathroom. It's about $10,000 a month. It's a pretty good deal. And I noticed it has a smoke detector in there where I'm just kind of like, why? You know what I mean? Like, what's the point of having a smoke detector in a studio apartment? By the time it goes off, I'm just like, yeah, I know. Like, I'm also in the room as well. Like, I can see it. I just stay to make sure you're okay. Great, though. I like being here. I like being in Los Angeles. You guys are lucky, though. You guys get to have cars that you can cry in. Like, I live in New York. We just have to cry outside. We don't have cars to cry in, so we just do it on the train or on the park in front of other people. Like, I saw a woman walking and crying the other day, and I was like, oh my God, that's so New York. Just be like, I don't have time to sit down and cry. My avocados are about to expire.
Sarah Tolomesh, Comedian of the Week, F Yeah Friday, F for funny, and she certainly is that. If you missed any of it, you can always go back and catch the podcast and catch what you missed.
Go do it. Go do it. Go follow her on Twitter. I'm not going to spell it. Just go to ESPN 975 Twitter. There's the link there. Yeah. Apparently, I've upset somebody. Well, first I asked what it is that I said I was, you know, was I cynical and ignorant about? Mm-hmm. Somebody said, you were definitely ignorant about what goes on in a birthing room, but that's understandable since you've never been there.
Yeah.
I don't want you guys, and I feel like I shouldn't have to explain this.
But you do.
But I do. But I don't want you guys to mistake ignorance for me being facetious or making a joke. So please, like, understand, though I don't have a kid, I'm pretty well aware of what goes on in I have nieces and nephews, and I was there for their births. I mean, I didn't want to see my sister's, you know, Virginia or nothing, but I'm in the area, so it's just me making jokes. Please don't think for one second that I was being serious. For I can't sure. believe I have to explain.
I just hate you, and I hate your ass
this
face.
Some people will just, I probably shouldn't have even read it, but I feel like there are plenty of people out there like, that guy's a complete dumbass. Like, it's just me making jokes. Settle down. Barry, now this is, speaking of hurt feelings. Mm-hmm. Barry, this is from the guy that sent in the Yordan Alvarez scouting report.
Okay.
And I basically said he copied and pasted it from another scout. And he said, Barry, this was the first time I've interacted with sports media since I was 12 years old, and I sent in a question to the Rockets halftime show, to which Bill Worrell called a stupid question on air.
Ouch. That hurts. At 12, too.
Well, I guess you didn't learn your lesson. I guess some things never change. You had stupid questions at 12, and I don't know how old you are now. But he said, I'm just not good at this stuff and will now go back to my hole for another 20 years before I give my opinion. This is a sad day. That made me chuckle. So.
I was like, I read it, I go, somehow I don't think Barry's going to get too choked up about this one.
No. One, I think it's funny that Bill Worrell would just crap all over a 12-year-old. Like, that's a dumbass question from a dumbass kid. That would be great. Although,
first
I don't
of all,
know.
What was Bill doing and where was the internet and everything when this when he was 12, unless this was pretty recent?
Question?
Yeah.
God, Bill Worrell.
How the hell is Bill going to get that question on the air when they didn't even have the internet and Twitter and everything? Bill just got on Twitter this year.
That's true. I wonder how he sent that in.
I don't know. I mean,
he might have been making all this up.
We used to
he might have been pulling a prank on us.
We used to do
Dag-nabbit.
Emails. No, we used to do emails.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we would take emails, and we would someone would be monitoring the emails, and then we would pick the email question of the night. So maybe that was it.
And then the host would just be like, well, that's a stupid question.
I could see Bill doing that.
I would totally do that. If you send in a stupid-ass question, I'm going to say it's a stupid-ass question. If you have a stupid-ass call, I'm going to tell you you have a stupid-ass call. Like, I don't, like, what's the, you guys don't have a problem criticizing us. So when you guys guys do dumb stuff, we're going to criticize you. What's the issue?
Yeah.
I don't understand. Manny said, these new people are getting offended. Ugh. Be a real usual suspect and know how Joel Berry and Nick operate. That's the thing. You might be new to the show. I get it. You'll figure it out. 99% of what I say is, if it's not involving like a sports take, it's just me saying words.
Yeah.
Don't get offended.
Or me telling a Kelvin Cato story. Because that guy's going to get blocked. I've had enough of him already.
I'm not blocking.
He just sent him.
You're going to block.
Then you can. I will.
You're going to have to figure it out.
I will.
Okay.
That's fine.
Nick brought it up, and I gotta chastise our hometown team.
Okay, which one?
The Astros.
Why? Oh, never mind.
Nick was like, did you see on their Twitter? They got this really cool ring they put out in front of Minute Maid.
Yeah.
And it's a big ass. It looks like the statues of Bagwan Biggio could wear it. That's how big it is. It's like a ginormous, you know, the balls they have, baseballs. Yeah, yeah. By the way, can I just, real quick, I just had to stop. That reminded me of something. Can I just give us all a pat on the back
for
how we handled Tom yesterday when he started talking about having little balls all over the house?
Yeah.
I want to just pat us all on the back for being mature adults during that interview. We did a good job of not making any sexual references.
You're right.
While he was talking about small balls around the house.
It would have been funny to see his reaction, though.
And having small balls in every room.
I wanted to do it so bad.
You had that face like you were itching to say it, honestly.
Me or him?
I think Barry. I couldn't remember.
I'm looking at him, and the minute he said it, I was like, I'm going to have to look down now. I continue to look at you.
I want to make ball jokes so bad right now. And I was like, nope, be a professional, Barry. This man is doing wonderful things for soccer.
For kids.
And kids.
And you want to make a ball joke.
It's what I do. But so the Astros, you know, they have those big life-size baseballs all around Minute Maid. Well, now they've put a ring out there. Can we not try to be the Houston Cowboys? I mean, like, that was a couple years ago, and I'm excited that the Astros have a world championship. Enough with the rings, though. Enough. We're past that. You should have put that out that year. We are so past that. Why?
Hashtag take it back, baby.
I swear to God, they're going to have another ring night this year. You watch. You just, I've gotten.
Oh, they better not. On. They let's can't.
If you're an Astros fan that you've said the following phrase to a Cowboy fan at some point about not living in the past, stop it. Because this team, let's move on. Let's just keep it. Let's keep it moving. Let's go get 2019's ring, and then we can have a whole other year of ring night.
So you're okay though if they win another one, because it could be in a lot of people's mind that get sick of all these rings. The only negative that goes with winning a World Series
is how many ring nights there's going to be.
How many ring nights there's going to be? Because otherwise, everybody obviously it's the greatest thing in the world.
Maybe I'm being cynical again. I don't know.
They may have exhausted ring night last.
Oh my God, they're wearing it out.
Yeah. And now that they're now a year after they won it, and someone else won it,
how much you think that thing costs? Like $20,000?
Oh, they spent a lot of money.
I'm always interested.
And
in
like
stuff
you
like
said,
that.
You go, it looks cool. It does, but can we just move on from the ring?
Those things are super expensive because a guy
I
used to work with dad does them for all
custom.
like at Notre Dame and all these big stadiums and things like that. They are like the Lakers at the Staples Center just put Shaq and Kobe and Magic, or they're doing all those statues. Those things are really expensive.
But Barry does have a point.
Can we?
Last year probably would have been okay.
Absolutely.
At least would have been better.
Agree with
even
you.
Though,
like, we're 2 years removed from it. This would be like if the Rockets just put a golden trophy out in front of Toyota Center now from 94-95. You got a window to do these things, and if you didn't do it in that window, I swear they're gonna have like they're gonna start giving out those Nova rings or whatever. Those new what are those rings that the women use? To prevent pregnancy, to be like world champion Nuva ring night. The Astros.
I didn't even know that stuff exists.
You didn't know that's a thing.
So they wear a ring and it prevents them from.
No, they don't. They put it in there.
Oh.
It's not an IED. It's not an IUD, but it's kind of like that. It's
a diaphragm.
No, but it's kind of like that. It's called like a Nuva ring. I think. I might be getting that wrong.
You're looking for answers from us, and they ain't coming.
NuvaRing. That's what it is. It's it's a Virginia ring. You just throw it in there, and I don't know any. Now, you want to talk about ignorance? I don't know about that stuff. Like, I thought that I would always confuse an IED and an IUD. One of them is a roadside bomb, and the other one prevents pregnancy. I couldn't tell the difference. I thought an IUD was just like this thing that they would put it inside. It would just spin around and would never let like an egg attached to a wall. Just knock it off. Like, that was his sole job. It was like a robot just going in there and knocking off eggs. Like, get out of here.
Come the text messages. How dumb can you be?
Oh, I admit my ignorance when it comes to female birth control. I totally admit that.
You already know that the E is for explosives.
I don't know. I'll be like, I'll tell my wife, you going to get one of those IEDs? She goes, I'm not blowing up anything. I'm not doing that. Nope. I think you mean IUD, dumbass. That was an actual conversation in our house. I was like, oh, really? Okay.
An IED when the heat-seeking missile.
Men are dumb, though. I mean, I don't feel like I'm the only one that confused IED and IUD. I really don't.
Like plantar fellatio.
You just threw that man.
No, I didn't, because Noah, as you would say, no one
did
knows.
You hear that bus? Did
hey,
you hear that bus?
Look,
you
hear that bus? I said it on the air. It's not really.
Did you say it on the air?
No.
Yeah, I did. The first time? The first time we talked about it, I absolutely said it on the air.
You did.
Yep. I absolutely said it. So what's the name of the real injuries for those listening?
Plantar fasciitis, not plantar fellatio.
It's the same. It sounds basically the same.
No, it's not.
Plantar fellatio, plantar fasciitis, whatever.
We'll get to this.
How do you whatever. Not, it's the same thing. It's the same injury.
I'm pretty sure that when you go jogging, you're not getting plantar fellatio.
It's the same thing to me.
If you are, that's a weird place.
First
to be
word
getting
starts
it.
With the P. Second word starts with an F. It's the same thing. It's the same.
So does pretty foolish.
I got another one. I'm not doing it.
What? No. For Mick?
Yeah, no.
Do it. Wait, oh, now you're going to start caring about his feelings?
I always care.
Oh, get out of here.
Get out of here with that caring of the feelings.
I'm going down
spit
the
it.
This is not the...
I'm
no.
going to human relations.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, I remember that.
I thought you had one that we hadn't heard yet. That's
no.
All right.
All right, half hour on the clock when we come back. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Is the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, half hour left to go on the show. We'll take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7. They're at Sam Houston Race Park. So if you're in the area and you're looking for something to do tonight, go hang out with those guys. And Fred obviously is a genius when it comes to picking the ponies. So hang out, see the Blitz, enjoy some racing, Sam Houston Race Park. Shout out, by the way, to intern Jackson.
Yeah, buddy.
Dude is fantastic. Now, I heard a lot about Jackson when all he was doing was bringing Lance food. And we already established Lance doesn't need 18 people bringing him food. But Jackson's been very nice in the last 2 weeks about bringing food for different occasions. Today, just because. Last week, Nick's birthday. Fantastic.
Yeah, Jackson is the man.
Yep.
He brings it from Crave.
Crave.
Which is a legit spot.
So legit.
They are top shelf.
At least Joel wasn't greedy.
And you can do that all you want, but I didn't do
greedy
a damn thing.
Greedy-ass Joel.
I walked out of the studio and Jackson said, take a box, take it home for your wife and your baby.
Jackson brings 3 boxes of cupcakes, and Joel takes a whole box full home for himself.
Nope. And you know I'm dieting, and I'm not eating them, and I'm not touching them.
Ain't Taylor, nothing funnier than 2 fat boys fighting over cake.
Taylor has a performance tonight at school.
So rude.
So she can give them to her classmates, and he offered it. I didn't ask for it. You can kiss my ass.
Just, you are the rudest.
The whole ass, too.
All
don't pick a
cupcakes.
Cheek. Don't pick a cheek. You can just kiss all of it. You got it.
Big fat ass.
That's those, all right.
Because you eat them cupcakes. That's
all right.
You didn't leave any of those for anyone else. There are
still 2 boxes, and you found whatever that is, those little side, the actual big cupcakes. These are little mini cupcakes. You got the monster.
Let's settle down. First of all,
nope.
mini cupcakes.
Yeah, they're small.
Those, you know, I can take pictures of the both of these and tweet them out and show the listeners you're a liar.
I don't care. Yeah, they're pretty big. Those are small.
Those are regular sized cupcakes. This is a single cupcake. If you'll notice, I took a single cupcake to Nora. Joel took a whole bite. There's two dozen. There's 55 cupcakes.
That is not There's a 55.
Cupcake. Oh, that's pretty.
Why is he yelling off air? This you talk about bad radio. The host of this show, the co-host, has gone over and talked.
This is not.
No.
Oh, not. A
you got to start brushing the teeth more. Wow, that was man. Wow. That was hot. Your breath is hot. You need a mint, sir. You absolutely need a mint.
Y'all done?
You need to get up to speed on how babies are born and all kinds of stuff. You got plenty of stuff to worry about.
Somebody said, best show in Houston. Also, Nick is a Virginia flicker. I don't know what that means.
I guess I'm a Virginia flicker. I'm not even going to respond to that.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
I guess it's better than the alternative, Nick, so yeah. Keep on flicking.
So Jacob sent this in and no details, but it says tomorrow's the 1 year anniversary of the shooting at Santa Fe High School. Can you guys let everyone know that there will be a few benefits around town to help fund the counseling for survivors tomorrow in Santa Fe? So I guess in the town of Santa mm-hmm. Fe, there's going to be some different benefits going on. So, Jacob, if you'll tweet me or DM me some info, I'll tweet it out. Like just send me like the dates or locations or whatever, not dates,
sure,
but
we'll
locations.
Mention it.
Yeah, and I'll give out that info. Just send it to me, Jacob. That is no problem.
Very cool.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely something. If you have not, if you want to look for something to do, that would be great.
Cool.
Yep. And again, shout out to Jackson. Good job. Appreciate it. Did you show how big your cupcake is, by the way?
No. Mm-hmm. It's just a.
It's a massive cupcake.
Massive.
Yep.
The weird thing is that all the cupcakes look like breasts.
You're just talking about that little circle on the top.
No, you look like you
got... Oh, my God. The size of that cupcake compared to the one you're busting my chops for? And you're telling me they were, you face. Said they were the same size? Yeah, you may be way wrong
it's
on that
one. Cupcake, Joel. I have one cupcake. How many cupcakes are in here? One.
Don't try
how many cupcakes don't, yeah, in that
to,
box?
You're just trying to spin it.
Now he's going to get up. I love
know
this.
He is. I don't
I'm
care.
Loving this argument. So how many?
No, he's going to spin
Six?
On them.
Don't you dare. Don't rub your junk on the cupcakes, sir.
Put a little crotch oil on them. That'd be
it's not nice.
Go.
You put a little crotch oil on them. What?
I said put a little
oh, crotch. A little crotch.
I didn't know what you said. No. I was like, well, maybe you're tapping into the oil.
That's what this cupcake is for. I got to take care of my sugar.
Oh, boy.
Good time.
Yeah, and on that note, let's keep moving on. A-Rod, I don't know if you guys saw this or not. But this has come out, and this is kind of a deal now. A-Rod and J-Lo have a high-rise apartment in New York City. And you know in New York City with the buildings on top of one another, it went viral. A-Rod, I guess, evidently likes to take his time. We've talked about these kind of things on the show, but takes his time when using the restroom when he sits to take care of business.
And what do you mean takes his time?
I guess.
Is there a time limit?
Not in terms of a time limit, but they say that, you know, he's actually, so the picture is he's on his phone.
Okay.
So he's tweeting while he's on the job.
You're not on the phone?
I'm not picking it apart, Barry. I'm not saying anything wrong with it.
Well, I'm just saying, you said taking his time.
Because the article alludes to it, that he
spends a lot of time on there. But that's why I'm asking.
The way they put it is, A-Rod likes to linger on the lavatory at his Park Avenue apartment.
Yeah, I'm just taking us on a detour real quick before we get back to the story. How long is too long?
I don't
like what is taking.
Told you I don't take the time that you take. I just get in, take care of business. I'm gone.
I mean, 5 minutes?
Less than that.
Less than that.
Probably less than 5 minutes. Yep.
I feel like if I can get out in under 10, I'm doing well.
Yeah. See, that's nope, not me.
Okay. I just a question. What's
no,
too long?
We talked about it before. I mean, and I know you take your time, and I just try and in and out.
That's what phones were invented for.
And then you with the sanitary, but then you're in.
Never borrow my phone. That's why you never borrow anybody's phone. Most people use their phone while they poop. Never borrow.
So he was in his Park Avenue bath. Granted, by the way, there's 4.5 bathrooms in this apartment that they
nice.
Have with him and J-Lo. Okay. And it's beautiful. But he picks the one where the windows are all wide open, no curtains, no blinds or anything shut, and decides to sit down and gather his thoughts with his phone. And someone in one of the financial institutions across the way in the building that faces the bathroom snapped a picture, put it on the internet.
I'm not liking this. So there's another pooper peeper out there.
Yep. And so now
I'm not liking this.
It's a $17.5 million apartment that he and J-Lo have. I'm four and a half
flashbacks
bathrooms
right now.
How much?
$17.5 million.
You can't get all? Privacy with that. With 17 and a half million,
he elected to not shut the drapes in the bathroom. Okay. So the shot leaked out and has made the rounds through Wall Street and media circles because they are trying to figure out who took the shot. But Rodriguez's reps caught wind of the embarrassing shot, and now they are on a rampage. Alex's lawyers are all over this. They are working hard to find out who the culprit is. It's a clear breach of privacy. The photo was obviously taken from the building next door, from a floor possibly parallel. One of the hedge funds in that building next door is going to be getting a big lawsuit.
I'm looking at the picture.
Uh-huh.
Why is there a law? Okay, first of all, that doesn't even look like that window has curtains or blinds. I'm sure they're like electric blinds, right?
Probably.
Like automated.
At 17 and a half mil for an apartment? Yeah.
Like you push a button and then you get some privacy because there is a shower in there. So there's got to be, unless he's got one of those fancy showers where it'll like the glass will turn dark. Like it's almost like it's got tinted.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can turn that on and off. Maybe the windows do that. I don't know. But you don't really see anything. He is pooping in a long sleeve, which is weird. Like, he's got on a dress shirt. So, maybe they were going out or just got back.
Maybe he was
ESPN. Oh, you see his knees? Yeah, like, oh, what's the big deal?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not...
Not that it's a...
He's in the bathroom with... obviously, thinking true. He's in privacy.
True.
And someone's taking pictures into his apartment.
Yeah, there must be a shade because the...
I don't want to retweet it just because I don't want to see the ramifications of his legal team if they get all over this because they've been scouring the internet because I had to find a few different places to see how bad the picture was. And then finally, one of the websites I clicked on had the picture.
So it's on the, it's a Twitter account, Yankees and Giants, Mustafa Hiron, H-E-R-O-N.
And they said someone sent them the picture and they
he said my friend sent it.
Well, maybe your friend's in trouble if they took
it. It says, LOL, my friend just sent me this pic of A-Rod on the toilet. His friend's name is Kenny, obviously, because that's part of the... He screenshot the whole phone. But yeah, it's just A-Rod handling biz. I mean...
So, essentially...
I wouldn't want that out, though. I'm not going to lie.
No, I'm with you.
I'd be like, yeah, it's a little much.
And it's all...
Can I have a little privacy?
Hedge funds with big names. And you got to believe anybody in one of those companies that has a lot... And they're associated with a lawyer... Or something, I'm sure they're freaking out a little bit because even if it doesn't end up being a monster lawsuit, they don't want to be associated with that. And whoever took it, as funny as they thought they were, they're probably not going to have a job next week.
Yeah, well, Kenny, whoever Kenny is probably going to be in trouble.
Yeah. So
that kind of does suck, though. That's a pretty terrible invasion of privacy.
I agree.
Also, don't poop with the window open.
What if it stinks?
No, like where people can see in.
Oh, completely agree.
Yeah, you definitely need to crack a window when you go. I'm saying, like, don't
so
worry.
Basically,
people...
you're saying I don't waste time, but the time I'm
boy,
there,
you make
I
up
can
for
do
it.
Some
yeah.
damage.
For what you lack in longevity,
I'll
you make up
that.
For
That's
in quick
fine.
Damage.
That's fine.
Yeah, just close the blinds. That's all you got to do. That's an easy fix.
There you have it.
Hey, you know what an easy fix for your wallet? Get Upside. That's an easy fix, man. They've got... an app that's free to download for you, and it puts cash back in your pocket every time you buy gas or food. I love this app. Hey, not just me. ABC 13 loves this app. They ran a whole story on it talking about Get Upside, and it's on their website. And my wife saw it and was like, oh, look, babe, this is that app that you had me use. I use it. My wife uses it. Nick, AJ, a lot of folks here at the station are on it. A lot of listeners are getting on Get Upside. Don't leave money at the pump. Don't leave money at the table. Download it right now, completely free. And get an extra savings on your first fill-up. Use my promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. That is going to get you extra on your first fill up. Like, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon already. With that promo code, you can get more. My wife ended up getting 30 cents a gallon at the gas station she chose with my promo code. So make sure you use that as well. And there's all kind. There's 500 gas stations around the city or more that are part of the Get Upside app. And then you've got Wendy's, Popeyes, Burger King, places that you're eating at already, where you can get up to 35% cash back on your meals. Super easy to use. You click on the food tab or the gas tab. It shows you everybody in your area that offers you cash back. You say claim offer. You go there. You eat or pump gas. Take a picture of your receipt and you upload it. And it's that simple, man. Just pay with a debit card and you're on your way. Or credit card, either one. They don't care. I got 14 cents back on my gas yesterday when I filled up leaving the station. So it's so easy to do, man. And don't leave money at the pump. If someone offered you $5 while you're pumping gas, you're going to take it, right? Absolutely, you are. Download Get Upside. Put in promo code Barry. Get that cash back. Thank me later.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
God. No, I can't even laugh about it now. So we'll just keep. We got one segment to go on the show before we turn it over to the Blitz. They are at Sam Houston Race Park. So if you need to reach them, you know, all that talk about in the bathroom, and the next thing you know, a cloud of dust and a hearty high of silver.
We might as well be doing this show in a porta potty. I swear to God, you are the foulest human being I've ever met. And then you get mad when
no,
I bring it up.
No, because the way you Let reacted you. In the break, and it was like you got all serious and everything.
Yes,
like, okay, dude.
Because I don't want to wallow in your farts for 5 segments. Oh, just don't do it. Go to the bathroom like Nick.
Hey, Nick. So Stop remember it, Nick. When I was trying to run to the bathroom and you like got less than 60 seconds, got to run, so I scrambled back in here. But you know what? Crap on me. My bad.
You crapped on yourself.
That's fine. I'm enjoying it.
Y'all are just causing Uber drivers all over Houston to get one stars. And it's really unacceptable.
Here we go again.
Great call.
Goodness gracious.
How's it smelling there, buddy?
I went, and thank God Michael Carroll has some disinfectant spray. I
mean, oh, he has some Lysol?
It's not air freshener, but it gets the job done. I'm going to have to do... You ever seen at a crime scene when they got to go and view a dead body, they rub Vicks under their nose? That's what I'm going to have to start bringing. I'm going to have to start bringing Vicks and putting it under my nose like I'm viewing a dead body.
That angry face of yours when you walked out, because he was legit angry. Like, Barry was genuinely angry.
I got part of it.
That was the funniest face ever.
Shut up.
Ever.
I hate you.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm just so glad there's a thick glass right here.
Yeah, you're in
your
little
bubble. That separates me from you two.
You're in your little bubble in there, all safe from the fallout. I'm done. We can move on now.
Go ahead.
No, I'm done. I'm good.
You know, and speaking of etiquette, and I've told you this, in the delivery room for babies, they do that where they have a handkerchief with rubbing alcohol. So that when they do it normally for the fathers, but Lisa was nauseous during delivery, and they told me to take the mini towel, the hand towel with whatever the mixture of rubbing alcohol, whatever, just to get the smell so that it would calm her stomach down, because they obviously can't have her throwing up while she's giving birth.
So you put it under her nose?
So I had to hold it under her nose, and then she'd say, okay, enough, with about 6 cuss words associated with it. But, and then all of a sudden, bring that back.
I bet she
and
was
then,
super
then I'd
pleasant.
Bring it back. And yeah, until her nauseous subside, nauseated feelings subsided.
Oh, man. Yeah, that I was. I saw a picture on. I don't remember what it was, but it was a dude watching his wife give birth, and he threw up in the middle. I was like,
"Oh, I'm sure that
boy,
they-
you really let your you really let the whole fam down if you're throwing up during childbirth." And he's holding her hand, and he's watching, it, and he starts like, and then he just vomits. Just like, bro,
I almost did it because my high school made you watch a delivery
really?
On video.
Really?
Yeah, I almost threw up in class.
Like the whole thing?
You had to watch the whole.
Like, or you saw like the Virginia and everything?
Yeah, everything.
Oh, there's no way I'd have made it through that.
My high school, they made you watch it.
I'd have been kicked out for jokes immediately.
Yeah.
Well, but
I'd have been in the hall.
Like, Dimitri sent us pictures of, like, the delivery
of
his child.
Yeah, I didn't watch that. I'm not watching that.
See, here's the thing. We got him, but I ain't sharing him.
No, we got him, and I didn't click on it. First of all, I don't need to see.
I'm saying we have pictures of when Taylor was born.
Yeah.
I took them with my phone, but guaranteed they will never be made public.
No, I don't want to look
at it. I have a friend of mine from high school that, like, his wife was having a baby, and he had a GoPro, and he drove from, like, Sugar Land all the way, like, 20 minutes to the place where she was supposed to deliver the baby, and he delivered the baby right in front of the hospital, and he had it all on GoPro. And it made the story on, I think it made
was
channel,
that the one where
channel 11
was,
or 13.
Where he was real calm?
He was.
Just like, oh, you're doing great, babe. Oh, no, that's the one where she had it in the car.
Yeah, it was in the car right in front of the hospital.
And she goes, oh, my God, it's coming. And then
in the
she
truck?
Pops the baby out. Yeah.
In the truck? Yeah.
Or it looked like a truck or a minivan or something.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, you did great, babe. What?
And then he tweets out, he's like, he gives out the car.
I'd ghost ride the whip. I'd just jump out and run next to it.
Yeah.
What?
He posted it too. He gave you a disclaimer, but it's like, for those of you who want to see it. And then he posted it on Facebook.
Nora would never.
Nope, Lisa either.
Mm-mm. Oh my God. I would be in so much trouble if I did that.
Maybe you can sell it like if you want to see this baby delivery, then you can like pay for the pay-per-view or something. You know what I mean? I bet you're just some sick weirdos that want to see crap like that.
My Patreon account, you can go see my wife give birth. No thanks.
Yeah, no. And seriously, when you're in that room, and especially if it's a C-section, no.
Oh, I'm no. I'm not gonna. Do you have to be in the room if there's a C-section?
I was.
Oh, hell no. Hell no. I ain't. So you watched the C-section happen?
For the most part, yeah.
Dang. You watched her, like, when she got cut open?
But I'm like.
Oh, that made me sick.
I'm sitting where her head is on the table,
mm-hmm.
and then looking down towards the doctor.
But you can see him make the cut and everything.
There's a
sheet
like a half sheet.
I thought you were watching.
Not a half sheet because I can see the doctor standing there,
right,
and all that. I could have looked over.
Oh,
if you wanted to.
But I did not want to.
Yeah.
I would do the same thing. Lisa's so, you know, she's so tough about all this stuff like that. She's like, no, you know, I got my whole inside showing and hanging out and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, God, that's not what I needed to hear.
Yeah. That's crazy. I couldn't do it. I see why back in the day, dads would be like, hey, I'm going to run down and get some cigarettes. I'll be back. And then they get back and they got a baby. That was easy.
Yeah. And the other thing is, you know, as much as guys like to joke about it, the bottom line is, especially when you know that in the childbirthing process, women have to go through and endure a whole hell of a lot.
Yeah. Well, they also don't get their penis caught in their zipper. So I feel like it's even.
Okay.
Really not, but that's fine.
I don't know that a trade-off, but
I mean,
at least it's the last segment of the show, so the hate mail will not be coming your way until Monday.
That's an old school joke. I don't know who told it.
I remember when I saw it in that. I think it's something about Mary.
It is. I was just gonna say that the one
very
movie
first
that I,
scene,
yeah, Ben Stiller in the bathroom.
Oh, ever since I saw that scene, I was like, please, God, don't ever,
have
ever
you
let
ever
that happen.
It?
To
have
me.
You ever done it?
I came pretty close. I'm not gonna lie.
I've done when I was a little kid.
Yeah,
I did it.
It does not feel nice.
I mean, usually it happens now if you're an adult because dudes that don't wear underwear, which I don't understand.
I don't understand that either.
Dudes that are just out there freeballing it, put some drawers on, please. It's disgusting. Your jeans probably have like poop stains on them.
Yeah, remember
like,
you
talked
about
that's part of the reason you wear underwear.
You talked about the etiquette that you don't have to wash your jeans every time you wear them and all that stuff.
If you're not wearing underwear, you damn well better. God. That's disgusting.
You can't fake the funk on the nasty junk when they're rolling around in your denim.
I feel like, who do you think? You think, I think all of us, no issue there. I'm trying to think who at the station would probably
ball
John. Probably John.
With free ball?
Yeah.
No, that's Creighton for sure.
No.
Patrick Creighton for sure.
Stop it. He's a tidy whitey guy. He's got to be.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
Old school.
Then who else would it be?
I bet you Granato would be a guy.
No.
Granato and Fred. That's my pick.
Fred. It'd probably be Fred.
Fred wins.
I can see Fred
hung over the next morning going, you know what? I can put some on. Nah, screw it. I'm just going to work.
And then he did that once and was like, I really like this. And then ever since then, he threw away all his underwear and he's like, I don't need them.
Raheel just wears a
thong. I just turn my jeans inside out when I have to, when they get dirty. I'll just look like Crisscross wearing them backwards.
Raheel just wears the Euro thong.
No, Raheel, I bet he wears like the biker shorts. Like he like the long underwear.
No, remember, because even like his gym shorts, he wants to wear them like runner's sized shorts.
Does he wear a thong, you think, Raheel?
I hope not, but he's very kind of trendy Euro fashionable.
Yeah.
So
that could be.
He likes the short shorts. I don't know about a thong.
I
don't think he would rock the thong, but I bet he would rock bikini briefs, which back in the day I had some.
You had bikini briefs?
Yes.
Like the one that said bike on next to it?
No, in high school, those were very popular.
Was it bike that made the bikini briefs? Or who was it?
We had, I don't
Speedo.
Know.
Speedo. It was Speedo.
No, but I mean, they're like Speedos.
Speedo was the swimsuit.
Yeah, that's swimsuit. It's not, like, I got most of mine at Chess King. Like, but it was just.
I remember that story.
But it was just, yeah, like I had leopard print bikini underwear. And, oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Silk boxers. Oh, bro.
Dude, I got a story.
Ladies love Cool B. LL Cool B. Yeah, back in the day. What? What's your story? Tell it. You can't just say I have a story
I know,
and not tell it.
We ran out of time.
Was it about
57? So we got I'll 3 minutes. Finish. Go.
So my buddy was my roommate. He thought he was the ladies' man, and he was big
like
on
me.
You know, like with all his fashion and all and bikini briefs and everything like that. So one night we're at our apartment, and the living room looks down to all the bedroom doors, and I know that he's working hard on this girl. She goes to use the bathroom, so he goes into the room, and I know how he likes to, you know, he's like, oh, by the time she comes out of the bathroom, I'll be ready in the bed, and everything's going to be on, right? So I look all the way down the hall where the bathroom is. I watch her fall over like a domino. She's crashed on our bathroom floor. She's throwing up.
Drunk?
Yep. So, but then I look down the hallway, and there's a little light coming out of the room, and then the light goes off. I go, oh, his door's open. So I go, I'm going to scare the hell out of him. So I go tiptoeing down the hallway. I open the door a little bit. I slide in, and then I shut the door, and I want to make sure it makes noise.
And then you had
he
sex
is
with
it. Spread eagle on the bed in nothing but a pair of tighty whities.
Oh no!
And goes, "Are you ready for me, baby?" And in my best Freddy Krueger, I went, "I'm your boyfriend now, bitch." He ran all the way out of the apartment in his underwear, scared the living crap out of him. And I laughed. The rest
That's
of the night.
Great.
And I was like, bro, you're not. He's like so mad. He goes, you ruined it. I go, your girl's passed out in the bathroom. You weren't getting any anyway. Oh my God, it was hilarious.
That's outstanding.
Yes.
That's outstanding.
So there you go. NFEF Friday is in the books. And we're going to be back to do it all again on a new week starting Monday. So y'all have a great weekend. And we'll talk to you then. For Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. Have a great weekend, everybody. The Blitz is next. ESPN 97.5.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.